Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older.
Probably listening Friday morning. Spaghetti and Meatballs fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon is producing this mess. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta Harry, brother Brian, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, we just were all together. We haven't seen each other in about 6 or 7 minutes. The Thursday night football game concluded. We were together on Spotify Live. Live betting the fourth quarter. We did well with that. We live bet under 41.5 and then under 40.5. 24-10 final. Looked like it was going to be a slugfest. Looked like there was going to be some scoring early on. And then I don't know what happened. It was a Bills game that they were in control of, Parlay Kid, right? I think time of possession was, 38-22 or something? Not your typical Belichick game. Certainly not one with revenge on the mind from the drubbing that took place in January.
No, not at all, Sal. Rather the lackluster performance from the Pats there in a game they really needed to have.
Yeah.
Looks like now they could be playing out the string here. I mean, it's 6-6. It's not totally over, but there's just not enough weapons on that offensive side of the ball that's going to scare anybody. They really can't compete with the upper echelon teams, especially in the East.
Yeah. So now you got at 6-6, these teams with 12 games have five left. You could really kind of look at the schedule and figure it out. At Raiders versus Bengals versus Dolphins at Bills. At Cardinals before that next week. That's a night game. The 12th, what would that be? So that's a Sunday night game. No, that's a Monday night game at the Cardinals. Good luck to figuring out who's going to win that one. But really they have to bribe pill off two upsets, right? I mean, they have to either beat the Bengals, the Dolphins, or the Bills, I would say. The two of those.
Yeah, probably. It's not happening. It's not. Yeah. I mean, it's not officially over with, but after tonight, like Parley Kid was saying, they just don't have enough. And I guess maybe it is, you know, they really haven't beaten
a lot of times.
I mean, aside from the Jets wins, right? I guess there really hasn't been a good win for them. So they struggle against anybody with an offense.
Right, that second win against the Jets, they did nothing on offense either. They're just lackluster. I mean, not even they have no play calls. They have no deep threats. It's very, very lame. Yeah,
no deep threats. So I will say this: my five in a row now. I had Pickett, I had Tannehill, I had Heinicke, I had Jimmy G, and then I had Mac Jones over 34.5 longest completion. The longest completion in these night games. If you pick the right guy, you'll win. In fact, I don't even think did Josh Allen get the longest completion. You have to really have to be like me. You really have to know what you're doing here to pick the right one here. No, but I won with that, with the prop, with Mac Jones over. Brother Bry, you won Stevenson over 4.5 receptions. You got that in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah, he had one.
Yeah.
When we were doing Spotify Live at some point in the third quarter, he ended up with at least 7, right? Yep. I mean, it was like 3 passes in a row, Tim, which was nice. That was sweet. Harry, I thought it was lost.
4.5 tackles over that hit in the fourth quarter. Good job by you. And Parley Kid, Gabriel Davis over 3.5 receptions. Very frustrating player.
It was frustrating.
He throws a lot of flags. He'll catch balls that are almost out of bounds. Sure. He did catch a touchdown pass, but it only counts as one, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the targets had 7 targets, but could only haul in 2 short passes. So it is what it is.
Parley Kid, you did win with the Bills. Brian and I had the Pats. Harry had what? You had the under, so that won. First touchdown, forget about it. I mean, I don't even know what this guy wasn't on the board. This Jones, it's not Mac Jones, that's for sure. 150-1 Jones, it's crazy. Nobody had it though, Marcus Jones. It was his first snap on offense. Harry, you said you likened it to your first soccer game in high school.
Yeah, just like it. First time ever touching the field, first time touching the ball on a soccer field. I scored.
Does this mean Marcus Jones will never play again?
That means Marcus Jones is going to balloon up to 270 pounds and develop a gambling addiction. Speaking of soccer, U.S. versus Netherlands, we gave our picks yesterday. Netherlands are -245 to advance if you just skip the 60 minute, 90 minute stuff, USA is almost 2-1 to advance. I went 0-0 first half plus 135 because that's what we're seeing in a lot of these games. And it's not a high octane offensive unit right. from Netherlands, and certainly not USA with the banged up Pulisic. But 0-0 first half. We saw another one today, Thursday. We saw four yesterday, Bri. You went under 2.5, right? That's minus 160, but it seems to be worth it. Yeah. And Parley Kid 1-1 draw in regulation. And Harry, Netherlands, and under 2.5. How dare you? You're doing it again. All right.
Plus 265.
All right. Plus 265 for your dignity. There it is. Just gone. Go to Covered in Glory. Covered in Glory is going to be on Spotify Live, the Against All Odds live feed tomorrow, or actually today, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Listen to Toby and Brett break down U.S. Netherlands. It's going to be a party. They know what they're talking about. We don't. Also, extrapoints.com/arcade prop quiz. Pick them. There's gold caps. There's $100 bills up for grabs. Ask Jordan Anderson, who won our November prop culture, getting 7 out of 8 right. We'll have December prop culture up Monday. And let's take a quick break, and we'll be back to preview this great card of Saturday and Sunday football. Your first bet with Caesars Sportsbook and Casino, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app with promo code CZRFULL and place your first bet. If you win, congrats. If you don't, you'll get it all back as a free bet. That first bet also gives you 1,000 tier credits and 1,000 reward credits, putting you closer to the types of perks only Caesars can offer: free stays, game tickets, experiences, and more.
You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states where prohibited. Yes, you have to know when to stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania, or if you know someone who has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Maryland, visit MarylandGamblingMDGamblingHelp.org, or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. That's 467-369. Or text CONNEX to 247-247. Tennessee, call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, let's start off. I think the game of the week, there's two to choose from, two or three, but Kansas City on the road laying 2 points, 53 is the over under at Cincinnati. We're all four going to pick this one, Parlay Kid. I'm going and you're going with the Chiefs. Let's hear why you like Kansas City.
Well, I think, you know, there just seems to be a lot of interest in Cincy in this game. And we know, look, I've become a big fan of the Cincinnati Bengals. Big fan of Burrow, but I just not a believer in that this Cincy team is going to beat this Chiefs team in three straight, or, you know, possibly even cover here. Not really maybe necessarily win, but cover. I don't see it happening. I think
21-7 regular season last year. That was a weird game. They're winning 21-7. The Chiefs, they blew it. They blew the AFC Championship more famously. Right. Yeah.
Factor here, Sal. So this is, I think the Chiefs have revenge on their mind. They're going to be ultra motivated for this game. That's why I like them. And Mahomes, look, no matter what, to me, this is the battle of the two best quarterbacks in the NFL. I got Burrow ranked over Josh Allen even at this point. But Mahomes will prove that he is the cream of the crop here, Sal.
All right.
Once again, he is the best. He's on another level. He dominates this game. They hang like 35 points. They hang 35 on Cincy at minimum.
I have it 36-28. I have it going way over. I'm going to juice up your Mahomes love here. 26 consecutive November and December wins. 26 in a row in November and December. As a favorite or of three or less or underdog, he's 17-5-1 against the spread. On the road or neutral site, he's 24-15-1, and actually better on the road. Since that stupid loss in Indy, they've won three straight road games, average of 11 points per game. I don't know. I'm looking at some of the defenders like Chris Jones saying that playoff loss was a driving force in the offseason. I think he could get to Burrow a couple of times. I like it. Like I said, 8-point win for Kansas City. Brother Brian, Harry are against us. Harry, what you like in the Bengals?
Yeah, I like the Bengals. Cincinnati 7-2 in their last nine. Mahomes might lead in most quarterback stats, but Burrow owned right now, last two, owns Mahomes a little bit here. I think they do it again, third straight, since he's getting chased back, probably Mixon. Gutsy win last week against Tennessee on the road. Burrow in the jungle, gets it done, beats Mahomes for a third straight time.
Oh, is it bombs away? You haven't said bombs away. Give us a pick. Give us a score.
31-24.
All right. I don't agree. Right. You know, Chiefs probably hit fifth defensively against the run. Could be bad news for P. Ryan.
Sure.
And a banged up Mixon. I think this is where the offense busts open. Bri, you love Cincinnati this week.
I do like them. Look, and I said this last week. I mean, I think this was my big bet of the week last week was the Bengals-Titans. But, you know, usually these Super Bowl teams that lose just – or teams that lose in the Super Bowl are – terrible the next year, but Burrow again, like Parley Kid was saying, I mean, I think he's the third best quarterback in the NFL. I mean, maybe, you know, he's not maybe going to be third in MVP voting, but I think he's the third best quarterback. Legit contender they are. I mean, they are going to get Mixon and Chase back.
Yep.
You know, the defense has been a little bit hit or miss, but they do have the potential to shut teams down. Now, this is a team, they are 8-1 against the spread in the last nine. Chiefs continue to fail to blow teams out, right? We've seen this time and time again. They were actually lucky last week to cover, although they probably should have covered that 20 different ways. Cincy may just have the Chiefs number. Like you said, two crazy come from behind victories. I could actually see this playing out a little bit in the opposite this week. Like the Bengals maybe come out strong. Chiefs maybe have a little bit of comeback late in the game, but I'm going to take the 2 points. I'm going to say this is a 31-30 classic.
Wow. All right. So you're taking the point. You think that makes a difference, the 2 points.
I could see it. I do think this is going to be a really good game. I trust Burrow to keep this game rather close. I don't see this getting away from them.
All right. Another great one. This is late afternoon, and we'll be on Spotify Live jumping in there for these late afternoon games. San Francisco, 4-point favorites, 46.5. Versus Miami. Parley Kid, you and I are opposite on this. I like the 49ers. I just think this is a huge advantage for Shanahan. First of all, he gave them all his running backs. He gave them like this Mostert and Jeff Wilson and Ahmed. He gave them the coach, McDaniel, the protege on the other side. But I really like what the Niners are doing. Obviously, I mean, the stat that's going around is they haven't given up a second half point in four games. That's insane. Jimmy G actually doing better with this offense than I think people want to give him credit for. They're a top 10 passing offense. You look at them, they're 11-5 against the spread in their last 16. They're especially good at home, 8-1 straight up and 7-2 against the spread in the last nine. I really like them here. Dolphins 0-3-1 against the number in the last four. I think Tua has a little bit of trouble scrambling this atmosphere. 26-14 49ers win. You're going against me.
Yeah, Sal, this is a tough game, right? So I'm going to take the points here with a Miami offense that really doesn't seem like it can be stopped. Who's got the advantages of a coach here? I mean, Shanahan's got more experience. But on the other side, this young Dolphins coach might know a little more about San Francisco than maybe Shanahan would like him to know about. So I think he's going to be ultra prepared for what the 49ers have to offer. This Tyreek Hill, Waddle connection, it seems virtually unstoppable. I think the shorter passing game can benefit the Dolphins here. They'll take their shots downfield, but I think we see some of that West Coast offense for the Dolphins, where Tua is unloading that ball quickly, getting it out of his hand before the San Francisco rush can get to him. Got a couple Dolphin running backs, so we'll be looking for some revenge as well in this game. I think this is tight all the way through. Somebody's winning by a field goal late.
All right.
Let's take the Dolphins and the points, Sal.
All right. There you go. Philly, Tennessee. Harry, you and I are on the Titans here. I think this is a great spot for them. I think it's a great spot for Vrabel on the road, getting a chunk of points, five. Everyone says when the calendar turns to December, it's impossible to tackle Derrick Henry. It was hard to tackle him last week on that one reception. He was bottled up otherwise, but I do think he steps it up now. I know they lost to the Bengals, but I like them here. Defensively, third against the rush, yards per carry. They've also only allowed 84.5. That's also third. So Philly, I know they went crazy. We saw them in that night game. I don't expect a repeat performance right there. Titans 5-0 also against the spread in their last five road games. I say 23-17. I think they pull the upset off.
Yeah, maybe, Sal. I mean, I agree with you. Vrabel get more than 4 points. I love that here. Three of the four Titans losses have been by 4 points or less. Tennessee 4-1 straight up in the last five on the road. And their one loss was that overtime loss in Arrowhead. Taking the team with a better offense, and I'm getting 4.5 points. I mean, the team with a better defense getting 4.5 points. I just think that's a telling point there. And Philly
has
given
five.
Up 30 points two of the last 3 weeks. So,
yeah, you're right. Yeah. I just like this Vrabel team in this spot. I really do. I think he's 21-7 against the spread as an underdog of three or more.
And Philly can run, but still Tennessee, third best in the league against the run.
Yeah. And you know what? Philly ran last game against the Packers and it was a one score game. So you don't really know what to make of it, but I don't know, Parley Kid, you and I, maybe we just don't want to give Philly enough credit until they whip us in the playoffs. Let's get to that point first. Hey, Cleveland, Houston, talk about revenge game. Talk about emotion. A lot of craziness. It's not, neither of these teams is going to make the playoffs. I don't think definitely not Houston, Cleveland with an outside shot, but you can pretty much count them out. But Deshaun Watson back makes them a 7-point favorite. 47.5 is the over under. The game is in Houston. You know, we talk about games that have been circled on the calendar. I feel like Andy Reid circled that Bengals game right there. Things get easier for Andy Reid down the stretch. I feel like Houston did this with Cleveland when it was announced that Deshaun Watson would come back this week 13. I like the pitiful Texans to actually win this game 23-21. And here's why. I don't think Watson's an upgrade from Brissett this week. Of course, overall, he will be. But right now, I don't think that he pays immediate dividends. It's not likely to happen. On 11 games with Jacoby Brissett, the Browns put together the NFL's fifth-ranked offense, EPA per drive. So that's tough to beat. Texans, on the other hand, I know they have to score. That's the thing. They're the worst team. They averaged 28.5 rushing yards in the last two games. But I think Damian Pierce gets out of the funk. The Browns, 23rd in the league versus the run. I know the Texans are pretty bad against the run too, so Chubb should do well. Emotions run high. Stefanski with the Browns as a favorite, only 8-17 against the spread. Give me 23-21, Bri. You're going against me. You like Browns double digits?
Our boy Josh too likes the Browns here.
Right.
But look, if the Texans had any pride, they would win this game, or they would at least cover this game, but they are awful. Since the Raiders, I mean, you look, Lovie Smith, Kyle Allen, just bad combination. Terrible head coach, terrible quarterback. Since the Raiders game, they have sucked. Six straight losses. Offensively, the most they put up is 17 points. I don't think they're going to take advantage at all of the Browns' defense. Actually, probably the Browns' pass rush will do well here. And even if Watson is rusty, I think we forget how good of a quarterback he really is. I mean, it was just kind of not having much of a defense, I think, in Houston for him the last year that he was there. But I think it's a perfect team for Watson to get back in there against. Texans 1-5 against the spread in their last six. So I'm going to say the Browns win this one 24-10.
All right. Yeah, home underdogs of a touchdown or more this year, 7-0 against the spread. But this is going to be an interesting one. Normally, we wouldn't give a crap about this game, but all of a sudden, a lot of intrigue. All right, a game that a lot of people are actually annoyed that is a primetime game. They feel, Parlay Kid, that the Cowboys Colts should have been flexed out for San Francisco and Miami or Cincinnati or KC, one of those two. Dallas, 10.5 point favorite, 44.5 versus Indianapolis. I don't think timeouts are going to matter worth a crap this game. I really don't. So rest easy, Jeff Saturday. This is going to be a blowout. Dallas defense allowed the second fewest points per game, 17. Seventh fewest yards at 310. Passing yards 178, and Matt Ryan is not good, and he's not good against teams above 500. He's 6-11 against the spread against winning teams, and Dak is just the other way. As a 7-point favorite, 17-3 straight up, 13-6-1 against the spread. A backdoor cover is the only way you should feel good about taking the Colts. Is that what you're thinking here, Parley Kid? Taking
kind
the
of what I'm thinking, Sal. I think we're going to see a heavy dose of Jonathan Taylor in this game. I think we're going to see Matt Ryan dump the ball off a lot this game, try to control the ball in this game. In no way, shape, or form do I think the Cowboys can possibly lose this game. I think the Colts defense is solid enough to keep them in it. And with the Colts maybe running the ball, even though they have not run the ball this year like they maybe did last year, I think that's their game plan. Keep the ball out of the Cowboys' hands, try to control the clock a little bit, and just kind of hang around in this game and hope the Cowboys can lose this game rather than they might win this game, the Colts. Maybe they're going to be relying on the Cowboys to make a few big mistakes. I don't think that's going to happen, but I think they do enough and maybe get like a late field goal or something or touchdown to just barely cover the spread.
All right. I see in the future, Matt Ryan's future, a strip sack from number 11. Can you bet a Matt Ryan turnover, just like a fumble? Can you bet like a Parsons fumble recovery?
I wonder, can you bet the fumble?
I'd like to Harry find that
more than anybody. Yeah.
That's what I mean. I really just think like it's going to get ugly. That the only saving grace, Trayvon Diggs and Michael Gallup have the flu or something. Whatever. It's a Sunday night game. Maybe they'll be okay for that. Babyface, what are you saying about this game?
I can't believe it. I've never heard, I don't think the Parlay Kid say the Cowboys had a coaching advantage ever. Ever.
This is what has to happen. Yeah,
I don't really even think I said that. I don't know if they do, but
right. There's an interim coach who may be tanking. That's the only way we might have an advantage. There you go. All right, so I'm going 33-17. For a final. Please don't make us close. Another prime time.
I hope I'm wrong, Sal. I think you don't have to worry about it. They saw there's no way they lose this game, right? No way. No way.
It shouldn't be.
I'll be coming back with them on a teaser later. So
yeah. All right. I knew that was that.
Plus the 10.5, but he's getting the teaser. All right, Harry. Vikings -3, 44.5 versus the Jets. I'm not a fan of either team. Minnesota +5 point differential, and Jets are somehow a +34. Minnesota with two losses, they can clinch the North. And more importantly, the Vikings can go over their preseason win total 9.5 with a win over the Jets. All right, Harry, congratulations. And also congratulations. This is a team you picked to win the division and the Super Bowl and everything else, but individually week to week, I feel like you've been against them every week, except this one.
Not really. Just sometimes a little hesitant. Their defense hasn't been playing the greatest lately, but I am going to lay the 3. I know Mike White had a great game last week against the Bears, who have been awful defensively since trading Roquan Smith. But last year, he also had that big game against Cincinnati where he had over 400 yards. Two games later, 4 picks versus Buffalo. So And then let's not forget the Jets overall here, 24th in overall in offense. Minnesota is 4-1 at home, all four wins by 4 points or more. New York's better against the pass than they are against the run. So I think Dalvin Cook is going to be have a huge game for Minnesota. Minnesota's offense still, I mentioned the defense not so great lately, but Minnesota scored in the 30s, three of the last five games. I think they win this game by 8 to 12 points.
Yeah, that outlet pass to Cook, who's due for a big game. He usually gets between 4 or 6 targets anyway out of the backfield. It'll slow down the pass rush for sure for the Jets. Then you got Justin Jefferson. That's a tough task for Sauce Gardner. If he gets 50 or more yards, they win every game. That's kind of how it's been. I think he's had 49 or less in the two that they lost. They're 6-1 in their last 7 home games, the Vikings. By the way, Harry, I'm surprised you're not a Jet fan with Zonovan Knight. You know, with Carter out, he's the backup running back. He had a big game last week. You must love that name, Zonovan. It's a battle of the Z's because there's a Darius Smith for the Vikings who has 61 pressures and is probably going to give Mike White hell. But Zonovan Knight, pretty good.
Not a bad name. I like it.
Mike White, you're right. Like last year, he won that big game against the
Zonovan Whitman. Zonovan Solomon.
Huh?
Good, right? Zonovan.
Zonovan
Solomon. That's what I said.
For babyface.
For babyface.
Oh.
All right. You spell it out and you see if you can actually say it right. And maybe he could.
He wants to name my kid that? I should name my.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think if you have a kid with Angie.
That's what I was implying.
If you have a kid with Angie, that will be.
Oh, I see. Right. Oh, yeah. So you gift Harry a baby. That's how it will go. All right. I'm saying 27-17 Vikings right there. Mike White. I'm not drinking the Long Island iced tea when it comes to Mike White. So 10-point win for the Vikes out of me. Vegas -1.5. Speaking of picking your favorite team, Bri, you're doing it again week after week. You pick the Raiders. You like, you guys are crazy. Oh, no, wait. We pick the Raiders and say you're crazy. This is a rematch against the Chargers of another winnable game for the Raiders. Week one, they blew 24-19. That might have been Carr's worst game, right, Bri? I know he had 3 interceptions. Was that his worst game? Actually, I guess that game. Saints game was pretty
bad. Yeah, the Saints one was definitely the worst.
Chargers in the hunt for that 7 seed. Big win over the Cardinals last week helped the Raiders. I'm not sure what they're doing, aside from watching Josh Jacobs get richer. They beat the Seahawks in Seattle. The problem, Bri, is whenever you think either of these teams is back on track, they make you pay dearly. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, they literally make you pay. So I'm taking the Raiders 27-23. I don't love it, though.
Yeah, look, I will say, if there's a stay away game, maybe this is the game, I guess. But, you know, I will say here come the Raiders to try and get into the middle of the draft. Like they could easily be 7-4, even though I don't think they're good, especially defensively. But I've always said, this is the thing I've said, at least recently over the last couple of years, the Broncos never scared me. The Chargers don't scare me. They haven't lost both to the Chargers since 2018. The Raiders right now are battling, right? Though, even though I kind of hated them, almost rooting against them. But Chargers have lost 3 of their last 5. They could have easily, I know they probably could have won some of those games too, but they easily could have lost all 5. Chargers just cannot have nice things 2 weeks in a row. They should not have won last week. Give me the Raiders. I'm going to say 27-24 on a Carlson game winner at the end.
Oh, nice. All right. What did I say? 27-23? All right. Herbert's been intercepted in 6 straight games. That's the longest of his career. Hey, I stole this from the Action Network. Teams the week after a road game in Seattle, that's the Raiders, are 12-1 against the spread over the last 2 seasons.
Who the hell is coming up with this stuff?
I don't know why that makes any sense.
Yeah, why would that? Yeah,
I don't know. Something.
Coincidence? Is that like a, what's the deal with that?
Some kind of flight? I don't know what the flight is.
Yeah. Well, I said it's the loudest stadium I've ever been in. So after you're done there, it's easy the next week, I guess.
Interesting. Yes, all right, Harry. There you go.
That's the most logical thing. Yeah.
He brought it all together. Maybe you do have to change the name to Zonovan.
It's either that or Tried by Cusbit. I still feel like that.
Tried by Cusbit's a good one. All right, let's take another break. Then we'll go over 3 of the 5 or 6. I don't know how many conference championship games there are. Actually, there's more than that, but there's 5 big ones. We're going to hit 3 when we come back. All right, the big one is actually tonight, Friday, USC and Utah. USC, a 2.5-point favorite over Utah. The over-under is 67. they absolutely have to win to get in, right? I don't think there's any scenario where they lose and they stay ahead of Ohio State and Alabama and the like. You got the Pac-12's number one scoring offense, USC, versus the Pac-12's number one scoring defense, Utah. It was a 43-42 thriller a couple of months ago. It was in October. The Utes never led the game until it was like 48 seconds left in the fourth quarter. I'm going Utah, Harry. You have now the four of us picked these two teams to be in the Pac-12 championship. Brother Brian and I had Utah. Harley Kidd and Harry at USC. Harry, you're sticking with USC.
Yeah, I am. Utah's tough, Sal. I mean, the three losses by just a total of 16 points. But yeah, mm-hmm. I took USC at the beginning of the season for the Pac-12 championship at plus 170. I'm rolling with them. And Caleb Williams has been fantastic. 29 total touchdowns the last seven games. USC has scored 38 points or more in 10 of their 12. I think Lincoln Riley and USC avenge that one-point loss, and they get it done.
I have it 34-30 Utah, who averages 39.4 points, which is fifth in the Pac-12. Second in rushing offense. They have 220 rushing yards per game. Jeff Schwartz was on Extra Points on Thursday and talked about it. And he said, Utah plus three is probably the smart pick if you can get the plus three. But how do you bet against USC? He did say, like, Caleb Williams doesn't really throw interceptable passes. And like, I thought about that. It's like, it's kind of true. And their turnover margin's insane. At one point in the season, there were 13 balls that hit the turf and they got all of them, whether they fumbled it or the other team did.
And you mentioned Utah's defense. Now they are good, but in that game against USC, USC still had almost 600 yards of offense.
Yeah. Both teams had 500. I know over 500. I don't know the exact number, but 43-42 final. I think last team with the ball wins. That just kind of, and I like that Cameron Rising. So I'll say 34-30, and then that pushes Ohio State into the top four somehow. I think, in my eyes, if USC loses, I think TCU beats Kansas State. They're a 2.5-point favorite. 62 is the over under. Bri, you're going under here. You like a low scoring game.
Yeah, you know, I do like TCU in the game, but the line scares me, right? 2.5 is just so low. What I feel like it should be a little bit more. I know
it's K-State, been low the last couple of weeks for them, right? Yeah,
it has. It really has. And, the, you know, K-State, and they're likely getting their great wide receiver Johnston back this week. TCU, supposedly he's healthy. And the K-State has been a little bit better team with Howard at quarterback. And I was all ready to take the over in this game. But, you know, I thought about it. In years past, we get caught up with how much this conference was an offensive conference. It's changed recently. But in general, we thought this is offensive conference. But then typically in the championship games, they were somewhat more defensive battles, if you go back and look at it. I think TCU's defense has shown up recently when they've needed them. TCU, the first go around against K-State, shut them down in the second half. These teams know each other. I'm going to say the defenses are a little bit better than expected. So I'm going to take the under 61.5.
All right. What do I have? I have it over. I have 37-31. They won 38-28, right? When they played 66 during the season.
The first time. Yeah.
They were losing 28-17 that game. I don't know. I just think TCU has it. Something about them. Something about Parley Kid, them marching that field goal team out in time. Team of destiny. The destiny is just the playoffs. I think they'll lose to Michigan pretty handily, but I think they do win this and cover. Hey, Parley Kid, what has to happen between Duggan and Caleb Williams for Duggan to get the Heisman, or is it over? I mean, Caleb Williams throw four interceptions in a losing effort. Would it matter?
No, that would make a big difference, Sal. If Duggan were to win and
like that.
Put up, 250 plus and three touchdowns, and Williams were to lose and throw three picks, I think we could see a swapping of the Heisman right there.
Listen, what you just described and what I described, that's got to be worth 20-1 odds, right? Max Duggan is 20-1 to win the Heisman. So I think that scenario played out, not likely, but 20-1 likely.
Well,
for
Sal was. Williams wasn't 20-1. At some point, he might have been 20-1. And we talked about, C.J. Stroud losing to Michigan,
right?
And Williams winning and jumping him, and that happened. So,
right,
it's not out of the realm of possibility.
And Corum getting hurt. Happens. That's that.
You know, Jeff Schwartz said some idiots voted already, though. He's like, I just know that a lot of people voted already, which sucks. But Caleb Williams is minus 2,800.
Why are they allowed to vote? I just got to get it in case I forget.
Yeah,
like,
they're going to Hawaii the next week for the conference championship.
Get rid of early voting. That's it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Stop the steal already. What were you saying, Babyface? What are you saying here?
Well, he's also very excited. He wants Oregon, go figure, to make the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. He was all in on it.
He said he'll come to the game because he has a bar mitzvah later that day. He'll be carrying someone around the chairs. Yeah, that's a 12:30 game. What day is that? The 17th? The third? Yeah. So Saturday the 17th, 12:30 Pacific time. And Oregon is projected to make the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl because this is how. So it's no longer the fifth team, right? Last year was the first in the Mountain West against the fifth in the Pac-12. This year, and especially if USC loses, right? USC would go Rose Bowl, right? I'm trying to think now. USC would go Rose Bowl. Utah would go like Holiday Bowl. And then Oregon, I think, would go like Jimmy Kimmel Live Bowl or something like that. I really think that's how it would go. I don't know. If USC wins, it's a different story. I think they get to move up. Probably the Holiday. So anyway. Well,
that would be terrible though if Oregon's playing like a Mountain West team, right?
Yeah. And it would be Boise. Everyone's predicting Boise for that game. Yeah. So for a December 17th game, a team that was in the playoff, everyone was talking about them 2 weeks ago. My son can't go there. All right. Georgia, 17.5, 52.5 against LSU. Farley Kid, I know you're a Brian Kelly fan. Good year for him. Right. I don't think they expected this much out of him. They have three losses, but, not a ton of pressure. They're not making the playoff. Right. I don't think there's not a ton of pressure on Georgia either. They're almost certainly going to get that one spot wrapped up. I don't think they're going to sit guys, but we definitely saw them take their foot off the gas against Alabama in this very spot last year, right?
Yep.
So 17.5 is a lot. I think Jaden Daniels, you know, already has over 800 yards rushing. If he limits his turnovers, LSU 6-1 against the spread in the last seven December games, at 31-16. I'll reluctantly take LSU plus the points. What, you too?
Yeah, I'm exactly with you on that, Sal, on that analysis. I think that's spot on. LSU runs the ball well. They've had over 185 yards rushing in, I think, five or six straight games here. One of their running backs, Josh Williams, who's been out for a few weeks, is now back. He's one of their leading rushers that will add to some depth there for the team. As you mentioned, I do believe that Georgia, I think they want to get a lead and get out of Dodge in this game without getting guys injured, right? So there's a possibility that they take their foot off the gas where LSU, you know, they could go up. This could be a 28-7 game at some point, and we get a touchdown or so from LSU and we cover. So I think that's what you kind of hit it on the head right there with your analysis. I think that's exactly what happens. Georgia wins this game, but too many points in a game that Georgia doesn't need to win by in a blowout fashion here at all.
I think the first quarter is going to be key. I think like Georgia, and you know, no surprise, they have the best point differential in the first quarter in the country. They're like plus 111 or something crazy. And LSU is on the other end of that. So if they can survive the first quarter, then like you said, they'll be in good shape. All right, let's do this. Sharp Tank, you each give me a pick. I'm going to pick which one I'm going to jump on, much like the Shark Tank version on ABC. Mark Cuban, you know, you've all seen it. Harry, start us off. What's your Sharp Tank pick?
Okay, I'm going to stick with college football. I'm going to go to the American Athletic Conference Championship game. I'm going to take Tulane, the Green Wave, -4, against Central Florida. And I think they're home. I think they're going to avenge their only conference loss of the season when they lost to Central Florida. Tulane earlier this season, very impressive. They beat Kansas State and held them to just 10 points. The quarterback, Michael Pratt, has a plus 17 touchdown to interception ratio. The running back, Tyjae Spears, six straight games of 120 yards or more. And their top two receivers are brothers, Shea and Deuce Watts. They've combined for 12 touchdowns. I'm going to take Tulane -4 against Central Florida and get a January 1 bowl game.
Really? All right. There you go. Parlay Kid, I know you got an NFL teaser.
Yeah, I've been successful as of late after my Poirier 10-1 pick. I hit a 3-team mm-hmm. parlay last week, a 5-team parlay, Sal. And, you know, I know they were large money line favorites, but it's still plus 125 on my last sharp tank. But I'm going to hit a 3-team 10-point tease here, Sal. I think you'll like this one.
Cowboys?
And, you know, I'll get the Cowboys out of the way here, but I might come back to that in a minute. But Cowboys are given 10.5. So basically, they just got to win this game, and I'll cover there on the teaser. I like the Ravens, Sal, on a tease here, plus 1.5 after you add the 10. I think Lamar Jackson seemed very ornery after that game last week, right? He's pissed off.
A vulgar text he sent back.
This Denver team is maybe just playing out the stretch. I think their defense will come to play, but I think an angry Jackson at home wins that game. And Sal, the Texans getting 17 points here on a 3-team against the Browns. Whoa. The Texans.
Nice, D. I like it.
Now that that stadium's going to actually be alive, right, in this game?
Yeah.
They're gonna be alive here. I mean, you like them to win. I'm taking them at 17 points. So you can't find fault in this tease, Sal.
I like it.
And here's what I like about it. If I can get the Texans and I can get the Ravens across the line, right? I could pull a Harry here. And I could take the Colts getting 10.5 and try to middle it, right? Mm-hmm. Where the Cowboys win by 7. And bingo, I hit 2 bets.
Let me tell you something. As bad as the Colts have been, and they've been bad, they've only lost by 18 or more once. Brian, you know who it was against? Your Raiders. It was exactly 18. 38-20. But otherwise, they lost by 7. They lost by 8. Lost 12, 13, 15. They don't lose by 17 or 18.
That was a game they were outplaying the Raiders in the first half. And then after that, they just...
Yeah, right. I remember being weird. All right, Parley Kid. I like it. Bri, that's going to be tough to beat. What do you got?
Yeah, you're probably not going to like mine. I do, you know, UFC is a little weird this weekend. There's some boxing going on, too. I think Fury fights, right, this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. That's right. Oh,
but the line's minus 2,000. It's crazy.
That's all right.
We'll find the Holland a spot for it. Wonderboy fight. I'm not really sure what to do with that. So I'm going to keep it easy here. Teams I really like this week. I know I'm going to get crap probably on a text from our boy Trevor, but I'm also going to do a tease, and I'm going to do a 7-point tease, and I'm going to tease up the Bengals to 9. I said before, I really like them. I do think this is a really close game, and I had said Chiefs have a hard time putting teams away, and I am going to take the Titans getting 11.5.
Do like that.
I do think, Vrabel coming off a loss. I was thinking of just taking the Titans as... getting 4.5 is my sharp tank, but I'm buying that up to 11.5. I do think these teams are pretty comparable. I think it's going to be a really close game there, maybe a field goal too. But yeah, getting 9 by the Bengals, 11.5 by the Titans. I like a lot of teasers this week. I like, there's probably 6 or 7 teams.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking, you know, if you really want to get stupid here, Argentina's minus 2,000. If you're doing money lines instead of teasers, France is minus 1,200. And that's all before Sunday.
You're going to do that with Fury.
Of course I am. Fury, nice. I'm doing it all. Mikey Meatballs has got to be a UFC, right? The big favorite. Who's up there? Anybody? Rafael Dos Santos. Like
I would think Brian and Mike, I could be wrong here. And this UFC card is not great.
No.
But I would say Brian and Michael would both lean towards Stephen Thompson over Holland.
With the odds.
At plus 145 for Thompson. Yeah,
Thompson being an underdog, although I've gone against Thompson recently, the Muhammad.
He hasn't been good, but don't you think his patience in a fight like this, he's just going to, I could see it.
Meatballs, jump in here. Give us a UFC pick out of those guys.
It's a stay away from me with Thompson Holland.
Yeah.
Matt Schnell, I think it's 3-1. I do like him at flyweight.
Yeah, he's close to 3-1 there. All right. Yep. And that's the second main event. All right. All right. Well, you guys can have fun with that. So I have, let me see. I have Argentina, France, Rafael Dos Anjos, Tyson Fury. Now I'm down to minus 266. Parlay kid. If I add, come on, don't laugh. If I add the Cowboys, now I'm down to minus 155. Come on. Are you kidding me? That's a winner. Cowboys, Fury, Dos Anjos, France, Argentina. Beautiful.
Wow. The only thing is I always worry about UFC. Just like something weird happening.
Yeah. Babyface, you like that?
I like Harry's Tulane pick, honestly. But the last time Harry saw a green wave, it involved a bowl of M&M's. So I don't know. Whatever.
I knew you didn't really like the pick. I had a feeling. All right.
Hey, by the way, Babyface, where are my and Sal's credentials for the Pac-12 championship? Where are credentials?
Oh, yeah. Credentials? Where is that?
I don't want to go.
Man.
You're watching World Cup. I mean, how many?
You don't live in Vegas anymore, Harry.
Sorry, aren't you getting together with Brett to watch the game? Is that happening?
Waiting to hear back from Brett. He said he'd get back to me today. I didn't hear back from him.
No, he doesn't want any part of you. Mark. Yeah. all right. There you go. We will be back Sunday. So what was it, late afternoon, we're going to be doing at the end of the San Francisco Miami game, at the end of Cincinnati, Kansas City. That should be a fun slate. Fun. Join us on Spotify Live late afternoon there. Hit the Covered in Glory guys also on Spotify Live. That's at 3 p.m. Eastern today. If you're listening on Friday, they have some other podcasts on there. Megan Fun of Sports was fun this week. Waiver Wired with Eddie Spaghetti and Jen Piacente was good. Listen to all the minus threes with Kevin Hench and Dave Damashek, Lemon Pepper Parlay. I think it hit us all. Listening to us already, extra points. Get it all done. ExtraPoints.com/arcade. You play the Pick'em contest. You could play the prop quiz contest, $100 and a gold cap available. And that'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Mikey Meatballs, for Babyface Joel Solomon, the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na.